Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from The Atlantic about how our nutritional needs change throughout our lives. It's titled, How to Fuel Up.
Ooh, food. I'm always up for a chat about food. So, what's the main takeaway here? Do we really need to change how we eat as we age?
Absolutely. The article features a conversation with nutrition scientist Karen Yemdiop, who emphasizes that our bodies shift from growth to maintenance to preservation. So, what works for a growing child won't necessarily work for an adult, and what keeps an adult healthy might not be enough for someone in their senior years.
That makes sense. But isn't it confusing with all the food trends out there? Protein is everywhere. Then it's probiotics, collagen, adaptogens. It's hard to keep up.
Yemdiop addresses that, saying it's important to filter out the noise and focus on individual needs. She highlights the misconception that carbs are bad and points out that most people don't need to obsess over protein intake.
So true. I've definitely fallen prey to those trends. I remember my oat milk, no seed oil phase.
Ha! We've all been there. The podcast hosts, Yasmin Tayag and Natalie Brennan, discuss their own experiences with various food fads, including the plant-based craze.
Is plant-based eating actually good for you, or is it just a trend?
According to Yemdiop, it's generally a positive trend, but it's important to do it right. The article also mentions a Harvard study that found various healthy dietary patterns linked to healthy aging, suggesting there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
So, flexibility is key.
Exactly. Yemdiop encourages a dynamic approach to eating. She suggests focusing on practicality, especially for busy people. Frozen veggies, pre-cut produce, it's all good.
Lifesaver. So, what about the blue zones? Aren't they supposed to hold the secret to longevity?
Well, the article mentions some recent skepticism about the blue zones research. Apparently, some of the age claims might be inflated. But regardless of whether people in those areas truly live to be 100, they share a lifestyle that's very different from the typical American lifestyle.
I see. Lots of outdoor time, family connections, local food. It's a whole package, not just a diet.
Right. It brings us to the concept of food as medicine. Yemdiop acknowledges the healing power of food, but cautions against placing too much emphasis on individual responsibility. Systemic change is also needed for a truly healthy food environment.
I think that's a really important point. It's easy to get caught up in individual choices, but access to healthy, affordable food plays a huge role.
Absolutely. Yemdiop also emphasizes the community aspect of eating, sharing meals, cooking for others. She observes that even picky toddlers eat better when sharing food with family.
Fascinating. It's a reminder that food is about more than just nutrients.
Precisely. Brennan brings up a beautiful point, using Frank O'Hara's poem, Having a Coke with You, as an example. It's about the joy of shared experience, the ceremony and connection around food. I think that's a beautiful way to end this discussion. Remembering that food is not just fuel. It's a source of pleasure, connection, and celebration. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.